저기 나 냠낸 제알이야 아니 달바다 탐제 김비 고방 투비 출도 달랑어 저 남 냠낸 제알은 뭐 먹고 이변 아디나 조테라다 예중 아니 장수 장수 쌤 양다 다와 세데 어느 소문제 인자당 아주 가서 양다베 다와 뒤고 전에 양다베 다와서 동이도 배 시랍 세데 인자당 저기 양다베 다와 네 또 곰괴비 김제 김제가래 사지 김제데 아니 지게 되네 아니 양답에 따와 뒤에 아니 또 보이나 양답에 동방이 또 보이나 간에 또 오래 탑람 간에 신 또 오래 사지 어디네 가상도 뒤 뒤고 마시로
Good morning. Yesterday we continued to look at the many mental paths that one needs to cultivate within oneself in order to attain liberation from suffering. And these mental paths in our text have been condensed into just three principal aspects. And yesterday we started to look at the third, that of correct view. First, we looked at the reason why we need to cultivate the correct view, and thereafter we came to look at how to cultivate the correct view.
Chisan dunga ye tsawa yonso tsawa di da dasi marikpa res. Chisan da dasi marikpa di pangpa la janshu sim gaze kumbay ne dasi marikpa pangri res ne pangtu res ne pangtu kumbay res. Ne ngejung gaze kumbay ne dasi marikpa de pangtu kumbay res. Chisan da dasi marikpa pangpa tu bayin cham da dasi marikpa di pangpa la kar kumbu res ne ta tongpa yutupe tawa di kumbu res. Tong yima to bayin na dasi marikpa tu kumbay res. Chisan dasi marikpa pangpa la Tony to be tower to come who is. Is another Tony to be tower come with Kim Senegal Dipango by Insa, Dipangala, Tony to be share a men apart who never ready in Sada, and Saint Jimmy Tony to be share a com who is. Otto Seneca Santiro.
Yesterday, when we looked at the reason why we need to cultivate the correct view, I presented that it was because. In order to attain freedom from suffering, we have to eradicate the root cause that keeps us bound in samsara. No matter how powerful our body chitti is, no matter how powerful our definite emergencies, these two on their own cannot eradicate the root cause of all our suffering. The root cause of all our suffering is the ignorance of self-grasping. It's from grasping at the self as existing in a way that it does not. All our other afflictions arise and our contaminated karma is accumulated. And thereby, we remain trapped in the suffering realms of samsara. To gain lasting freedom from suffering, you have to eradicate that root cause. And the way to eradicate the root cause, the ignorance of self-grasping, is to cultivate the contrary mind, the wisdom realizing the view of emptiness. And this is why it's imperative that we cultivate the correct view.
Penangaram juge changwe rakcha di pameba subala dile tocho ngosu gaya juge ngosu gawa yun cawe rakcha di kukurwa. Chisan cawa di mena cawe rakcha di mena changwe rakcha di meba subala gato kukurwa marwa. Dinashin da cawe rakcha di meba subala yang changwe rakcha di kukurwa. Dini ngosu gawa chi kukurwa. Chisan dine za dazin marik badi pangba di la Tela and the Chinese Simgi, Tazim Maripatilla, was Nugo Mare, was Nugo Mare, was Manubainza, and a Tazimati Patugo Mare. As in Konigi, Chinese Sim Digi, Tamit Tenzin Maripatilla, was Mani Bigim Jacarelana, Hong Zindan Kawar, Zindan was Kawa Chayomar, Zindan was Kawa Mare, was Kawa Mare, Zidan Kawa the Chego Dina, was Kawa the Chego Matinza, Chinese Sim Kumbagi, and Tony to be Shia Kasata.
Uh, Just like if we're cold, we have to have what's contrary to cold to eradicate it. We need heat. Without heat, one cannot eradicate the cold. Heat, the reason heat can eradicate the cold is because it is directly opposite. It's directly contradictory to what it's trying to eradicate, and therefore it's suitable to be called a direct antidote. Bodhicitta, for example, is not a direct antidote to the ignorance of self-grasping because it's not directly opposed, directly opposite, directly contrary to the ignorance of self-grasping. They have a different mode of apprehension, different way of apprehending. Therefore, bodhicitta is not directly contrary to the ignorance of self-grasping. In general, it's clear that wisdom and ignorance are completely contradictory. And the specific wisdom, that is the wisdom realizing emptiness, is the direct antidote, directly contradictory to the ignorance of self-grasping. This is because a consciousness of ignorance is not in accordance with reality, whereas a consciousness of wisdom is. For example, the ignorance that grasps at the aggregates grasps at them as existing truly, whereas wisdom realizes that those aggregates are empty of true existence. So therefore, there is the ignorance of true grasping, and directly opposite to that is the wisdom realizing the emptiness of true existence. So therefore, we can see that these are directly contradictory, and therefore, wisdom is the direct antidote to ignorance. That was the first part of the presentation, a correct view. Why we need to cultivate the correct view. Then yesterday we came to the second part, that of how, the method to cultivate the correct view. Because in order to develop a wisdom that realizes emptiness, one needs to come to understand and meditate, integrate the understanding of reality. And this is done, as we saw yesterday, through the technique of dependent arising. Now, today we will come to the next part, which is the measure of having come to realize emptiness. The 10th verse. when with respect to all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, you see that causes and their results never deceive. You completely eradicate whichever object is focused upon, and at that time enter a path delighting the Buddhas. Looking at the first line, when with respect to all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, that is the basis upon which one will investigate reality. That is the basis in which one will come, or upon which one will investigate whether they are empty of true existence.
Adelia Ganshi Korde Korvichu said De Tarba Debasna Tarba Tam Tarba Tatam Chikimpil Sigur Chisna Ganshi Korvichu said Korvichu Labdungi Jukasa Sheva Najiri the Garasam Dangwar Sine Nanjugi Dajigi Jigdinji Kam Sashida Lasobada Nasa Lasoba and the Jig Mid Chuta Sada Chuchungwa Shila Soba. And the main big answer to your Pumbo Suda, and there at any answer, Sula, the Sula Dene, and the Dunga Yada, and the Jigge, a Jew Dungata, Chabadu Dunga Sada, Dunga Digido, Yadigi, the Cordigichu, Corvichu. Deso, Yuangi, Gudi, Casasheva, Deso Yuangi, Gudi, Casasin, Liversine, Le Latine, Le Digi, and the Co, Carson. So, you can't get a little bit of a Lady,
with respect to all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, nirvana is more usually we use the term liberation from suffering. And the phenomena of samsara, these are all our worldly phenomena, whether a form or consciousness. So we can think of, for example, all objects of form, whether our body or all around us that we perceive with our sight or hearing or taste or touch, all these objects of form are included within samsara. Moreover, we think of mental objects such as the three types of suffering, the suffering of physical mental pain, the suffering of transient happiness, and all pervasive suffering. These two are objects of samsara, or phenomena of samsara. When one investigates, one doesn't just investigate the object, which is a result, but its causes too. And the causes, as we know, all these objects of samsara will come about in dependence on causes, and these causes are the contaminated karma derived from afflictions, which have as their root cause the ignorance of self-grasping. We think of, for example, our body. So our body we know came from our parents, but our parents, for them to sleep together, this was motivated by an affliction, attachment, and that itself came from the ignorance of self-grasping.
Mm-hmm. ཁོ་ལ་ཐར་ཡ་དེ་གན་སུང་གུ་རེ་ལབ་ན་ཐར་བ་སེ་དེ་དང་ང་ཅུ་དང་པོ་ཐར་བ་སེ་ཁོ་ལ་ཁོ་བ་ལ་པང་བེ་པང་བ་དེ་ཁོ་བ་ཐམ་ཅེ་ལ་ཐར་བེ་ལུ་དེ་གན་སལེ་གི་རེ་ལབ་དེ་དེ་གར་ལ་དེ་ལེ་གི་རེ་སེ་དེ་ཨན་ལམ་གོམ་པ་ལ་དེ་ལེ་གོ་རེ་སལམ་ཉམ་ལེན་ཅེ་དེ་པེན་ང་ལམ་དེ་ལེ་ཅེ་ཅེ་ཡོ་ཡ་དེ་ལམ་ཉམ་ལེན་ཅེ་པ་ལ་ད
Not only was our conception dependent on causes, but so too our growth. Our growth too, and throughout our entire life, has been dependent on a wide variety of causes or conditions. These causes have been accumulated by afflicted minds, with as their root the ignorance of self-grasping. So this is one illustration that we're very familiar with. We need to look very broadly here, because we see in the first line it says, with respect to all phenomena of samsara and nirvana. So nirvana, as mentioned, is often translated as liberation. How is liberation or nirvana attained? It's through cultivating a path within one's own continuum, or to put it literally, gaining experience of the path in one's continuum. For example, training in the six practices of generosity, ethical restraint, and so forth. Those are causes that lead to a wide variety of good qualities, including the wisdom realizing emptiness, and therefore the result of liberation from suffering, or nirvana. Similarly, in the context of a bodhisattva striving, or a practitioner striving to become a bodhisattva, they will be wanting to create the cause of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta arises from the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility. That is the cause for bodhicitta. And this is immediately preceded by, or this is preceded by, the causes of love and compassion. So we see here that liberation from the sufferings of samsara, in other words, nirvana, as well as Buddhahood, come about in dependence on causes. Similarly, when we look at the phenomena of samsara, the fault of samsara, not only do they come about in dependence on causes, but our recognition of the sufferings of samsara, the faults of samsara, our recognition of that also comes about in dependence on causes. Firstly, we hear a number of teachings, ongoing teachings from our spiritual teacher. We reflect and we meditate on these. And in this way, we come to recognize the sufferings of samsara, and that samsara is pervaded by suffering. And thereby, we need to continue to accumulate the causes that lead to liberation. So here we see the phenomena of samsara, as well as nirvana. This all comes about in dependence on a wide variety of causes. This is crucial to reflect on.
That Gashi Kordi, Gashi Kordi, Chenam Tamjiki, said that, and as you call all a Kiegi, Rimba, Ma, Gudan, Jebudu, Sirimba, Kova, Senegal, as you let a new moon which you treat you call what is here, Diki, Rimba, Gunjiki, Simba, Chixie. Now call all a Tarion do, that call all a Bumpy, Rimba, J Tarba, Tamji can be told about the Rimba, Gunjiki, Rimba, Chixie. 제자들 코르디게 체험 디네틱스에 안 디네도 신의 심주 제주 안 가르쳐든 니바디 뉴디에 남여 루와 메통이 미통신에서 뉴디에 남여 루와 메통신에서 두 제제바치도 코르디게 체 가르치나 뉴단 견제를 띠는 주바 임바 마도 뉴단 견라 마도 바 사와기니 민도 선배기 내 뉴디 루와 메바래서 뉴디 사세베체라 제보디 용구여 바데 제보디 유에스베지라 디 규디 인지미지 규지를 뛰고여 바데 하고 거래세 지나 디 나신 땅 아주기 디 코월렌 데비 저 탈바다 탐지 침비 톱스야디야 대양파 진비지디 규단 견질에 되는 용구여 바 규단 견 람냠는지 로 곰발에 되는 용구여 바 덴두 신의 림바진의 내니게 삼루 땅에 곰발에 되는 용구여 바데다 타치보 타치도래 타치 다 체벌했어. 제단 루어균이 민두. 제단 장주 샘곰 파지주기 냠는 제반 산제 고범 디 아니 토에 잠니지 곰바이나 디젤이야. 장주 샘 연구여 봐다. 장주 샘 기디 유인지 민지 잠니지를 떼발 마다 잠니지를 마떼와 민두세. 세상에서 콜베 최 뒤지게 최 간내시나 유난 깨를 떼바 마도 유난 깨를 마떼와 싸워진 민두 선배기다. 통해 하고야 직제. 네 코월의 대비 최리나가 차단 현실을 뛰는 중간 샤나 마디와 싸워지는 민두 세대 타고에도 유리하며 루아미 통하셨어. 그래서 대내게 통해도 안에 대내게 삼당에도 도시를 제바치도 인균제나며 루아미 루아사 싸워지는 민실 마디와 싸워지는 민두 삼바직 리기를 해제 삼는데 네 세명 예바 예바 지리기를 해제. 세명에 반에서는 세명 또 걸었어. 세명 또 그랬어. 와, 세명에 이기래서 또 제바치도, 아, 귀를 깬 샬을 떼어봐지마도, 샬을 마디 비기 코르비 취했어야 돼. 싸워지네, 민두. 나 코월에 디비 취했던 귀를 샬, 샬을 떼는 주부들마도 샬을 마디와 싸워지네, 민두. 세명에 세명에 반에 반에 반 이기래. 세명 또 그랬어. 그랬더니 또 그랬어.
Here then, there are two streams of phenomena to investigate and come to gain certainty of. The one is the accumulation of causes that lead to our perpetuation of samsaric existence. The second is the causes that lead to the eradication of samsara and the attainment of nirvana. Both the perpetuation of suffering, our suffering existence in samsara, as well as the progression towards an attainment of nirvana come about independent on causes. Every result comes about independent on causes. Every result comes about independent on causes. Causes accumulated lead to a result. This we need to be very clear on. For example, our aspiration to attain liberation from suffering is a cause. The final attainment of liberation from suffering is the result. And between these two, so many other causes, innumerable other causes need to be cultivated. Mental paths in particular need to be cultivated. Those mental paths are results of a number of causes, and those mental paths become causes for the further progression and the eventual attainment of liberation. Similarly, if we aspire to become bodhisattvas and want to generate bodhicitta, this aspiration is a cause. Merely leaving it as an aspiration, though, is an insufficient cause to lead to the attainment of bodhicitta. Further causes are required, such as love, compassion, and the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility. Recognizing this, one can have confidence that through training in first giving rise to the aspiration, thereafter cultivating love and so forth, bodhicitta will come. Bodhicitta will come. In this way, we come through this reflection, as we see here in the second line, you see that causes and their results never deceive or are infallible. Here, through this reflection, one comes to see that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are dependent on causes. Every result comes from causes. Causes lead to a result. And we now need to reflect on this to the extent that we gain certainty with a valid cognizer. We come to realize this and gain the strength of conviction that is through accumulating causes, we'll gain our desired result. It's through not accumulating another stream of causes that we will thereby not gain an undesired result. Here, we see that the need to reflect on all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, reflecting how they are dependent arisings, dependent on causes. Both the group of phenomena within samsara as well as that within nirvana, those results come about in dependence on causes. And so all results, both those that we have attained and those that we aspire to, come about in dependence on causes. And those results too become causes for further results. Reflecting like this, we gain great certainty. We ascertain this truth with a valid cognizer. That's the second line. Then the third line, you completely eradicate whichever object is focused on. So whichever object of samsara and nirvana, one is one's object of meditation. We first, as we heard yesterday, see how it appears to our mind. And it appears as if it is truly existent. It appears as if it is independent, not influenced by anything at all, self-existent, existing by way of its own nature or essence, and therefore independent, not dependent on anything at all. But when we investigate in the way it is presented, we come to realize it is dependent. It appears as independent, but it is dependent, dependent on causes. This way, we realize it's empty of existing in the way that it appears. It's empty of true existence. And that way, we realize emptiness. And when the phenomenon that appears to us as being truly existent is in this way eradicated, because now the truly existent phenomenon does not appear. Only emptiness appears. In this way then, one completely eradicates whichever object is focused on. The truly existent object is eradicated, and now only emptiness appears. In this way, we come to realize that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are empty of true existence. In the third line, one comes to realize emptiness. The valid cognizer, one cultivates the wisdom realizing emptiness. The fourth line, refers to when one is realizing emptiness with a valid cognizer, then one enters into a path, one engages in a path, one has now generated a mental path that delights the Buddhas. In particular, when this is done with the motivation of bodhicitta. The Buddhas are delighted when a bodhisattva attains such a realization is because it's when the bodhisattva gains the realization of emptiness and enters into that path of now having realized emptiness as a bodhisattva that it can be said that they certainly are on the path towards enlightenment, because they've cultivated the three principal aspects. They now, with the realizations of bodhicitta and emptiness, are certainly on the path to the attainment of enlightenment. Hence the Buddhas are delighted. It's just like when we actually depart on a journey. We are now have left home, we're in our car, and we're traveling. We are heading towards our final destination. We are no longer planning and preparing, just aspiring to go and preparing. We are now going. And because the Bodhisattva now has realized emptiness, the causes are accumulated for the eventual attainment of Buddhahood. Just like when we've given rise to an aspiration to travel to another country, we have to accumulate a number of causes to be able to do so. And eventually we come to the point where we are sitting in the aeroplane. When we're sitting in the aeroplane and it's taken off, and due to the power of the causes that we have accumulated, we can have great confidence that we will arrive at our destination, and we'll do so quickly. Similarly, when the causes are accumulated that will lead to Buddhahood, at this point, certainty is attained that that will be achieved. Just like parents delight in every success of their child, so too do the Buddhas delight in the success of sentient beings. A parent generates a great joy arises within the continuum of a parent at every success of the child. And why? Not just because of their temporary happiness, but they're gaining ever more confidence that the child is growing up well and that their future will be wonderful. Similarly, as we spiritually develop, especially when a point like this arises, that as a bodhisattva we gain a realization of emptiness, the value of cognition, the Buddhas delight in the progress of their children, in that they have certainty in our eventual attainment of enlightenment.
Then 동이 도베 탑람데 다가산이 디숨어와다 안 디르냐 다디텔이야 콜리규 최탐제 안 땡디게 두신 삼다디 아니 루아메바다 하고 용그리 사 디르냐 디숨도와
Reflecting here then, recalling what we looked at yesterday afternoon in terms of how to meditate on dependence arising, and here seeing how we should apply it to all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, recognizing that despite every phenomenon appearing to us as being independent, nothing exists in this way. Everything we think about, every object of thought, every thought that arises to us, despite appearing as independent, is dependent, mostly dependent on causes, always dependent on imputation by mind. We reflect like this to gain great certainty that causes lead to results and results come from causes. So this then is the meaning that we've been looking at in this verse.
제자당한테
In the previous session yesterday afternoon, I went through how to meditate on the self to see that it is not inherently existent despite appearing as such. And we should start on the self because it's easier to recognize. Thereafter, we progress to the physical and mental aggregates. Now, the third key area to look at is that of the mind. Many Samsung Bagata Sudding Amare, that is Jigmar, Delicun Mambung, Sadu, Chimuchi, but that in the Yigi Shepherd Nanaja, that Kunshinam Shesiungre, that in a Kansa said, Kunshinam said, Delamusungore, that Jera Dode Bada, Umar Rangi Biggie, Yigi number Shepherd Chamod, Yigi number Shepherd Tangma Mares, Yigi number Shepherd Chamoji or Chamoshu, Chamoji or Dida, Kansa said, Dires, Musungore, Sadam Musuna, Dulcine. Amongst Buddhist philosophers, there is quite some discussion, quite some debate over what is the self, where the self is to be found or how it is to be expressed. So amongst the varying philosophical schools, some in the Vaibhashika assert that actually the body is the person. Others, though, they state that it is subtle consciousness. There is a difference between them in terms of how they present what that subtle consciousness is, where the self abides, or that is the illustration of the self. For example, the Chittamatrans state a specific stable consciousness called the foundational consciousness, or usually translated as the mind basis of all. This foundational consciousness is stable and unchanging, and therefore the Chittamatrans say that is the self. Whereas the Svatantika, they will say, no, there's no such thing as a foundational consciousness, but the self, rather, is a mental consciousness. But we acknowledge that we have many mental consciousnesses, and the one that is the illustration of the self is a very subtle mental consciousness. So here we see that there are different assertions as to the illustration of the self. The Prasangika then, they hold that if you look in any of these assertions, whether the body or the subtle consciousness, you cannot find a self. And the Prasangika don't refute that such a thing as the foundational consciousness exists. So then what do the Prasangika, the highest philosophical school, assert as the illustration of the self? They say that the self is a mere imputation by mind, and onto what? The continuum of consciousness. The continuum of consciousness. Onto that, the self is merely or only asserted. That's all. It's just an assertion, and onto what? Or just an imputation, and onto what? The continuum of consciousness.
Number Sheba said, Sim say Sheba said, Daddy, now you meet Toyame, Merwa, Mevanza, Dangan to get Kanichile, Legora Seba, Sheba said, the Kanichile, said the Archie Shimjuchina, that Sheba di Sim Coronia and Jeba Chesia, Sim Coron Wilson, that Sim Coron, that then under Simgi Tendu, Demamadu Tombany Comode, the Sim Coron Wilson, Sim Coron, that Lorpa.
The same process that we went through yesterday, now when the object is the mind, or is the mind, when the first step is to recognize how it appears to consciousness. Here, based on our prior meditations, we will readily recognize that it appears as if it is independent. It exists by way of its own nature, not dependent on anything at all. And we investigate, and we come to see it does not exist in the way that it appears. It's empty of true existence. In this way, one realizes the emptiness of consciousness. The first step of the meditation is to recognize the mind. So what is consciousness? So consciousness has two aspects. One, an object. Each consciousness has necessarily an object, and that object appears to it. Often it's said that it appears clearly to it. The second aspect is that that object is known by that consciousness. So these are the two aspects of mind. The object can, that the object appears to it and is known by it.
And then,
generally, when you look inward and become aware of consciousness, the consciousnesses that we become aware of are those that we utilize the most. Firstly, sense consciousnesses, the five sense consciousness of sight, sound, and so forth. And these are immediately followed by a variety of mental consciousnesses. For example, we see something. All that appears to the eye sense consciousness is the color and shape. And then it's a variety of mental consciousnesses that interpret and relate to that object that has appeared to the sense consciousness. Similarly with sound, all that appears to the ear sense consciousness is mere sound. Then immediately follows a number of mental consciousnesses, labeling the source of the sound, what's being said, and so forth, and putting meaning to it. So it's the same process for our other sense consciousnesses, which are followed by mental consciousnesses. So these are all very coarse, very, very coarse consciousnesses. And whilst if we investigate them, they all appear as truly existent, and we investigate, we come to find they are empty of true existence in the same way as we heard before. What we are talking about in this meditation is a far subtler consciousness. Far subtler consciousness. And this very subtle consciousness, we actually can't make use of. We do not utilize.
Sheba said the deed in do, then as a car some does it, tension, java, some tangor, tension, some tangor, Chisan, some dandy, the Sheba said the Kanishi, Sidion, Du Chine, the Yuji, Nanche, the Nigi, Yuji, Rigby, Rig to Kentil Sheba, Sigrua, Digares and Dava Shinju Chedu, then answer, Lola, Nandu, Kurong, the Nigi Sheba, Chick, Kala, Mato Kurong, Chifrudu, Yuba, Rujik, Nanzu, Lola, Nangore. Chizan kijing ama di chima di le tue ba di gyundre maro gyu drebu maro wa. Chizan ko tene ta waro wa. 제가 아마도 부귀 부글이 되는 게 말어와 부고 맞게가 아마 계산어와 제가 아마도 부글이 되고어와 되어봐도 되네 따봐어와 되네 아마 따봐 부글이 되네 아마 따봐래마도 아마도 부글이 되네 제와 말어와 제가 되네 따봐래서 아마도 부글이 된거어와 되네 아마 따봐어와 뒤 따봐도 균제 레벨하는 균제 말에 되네 따봐래서 지지자 다 부고디 아말레티네 께와레 라비오디 다 아말레티네 께와레 스께와시디 코 부고디 아말레티네 께와시디 아마디 규디 부고디 디테보 차고디 균디기 텐데 차고레 제데 이네 부고디 아말레 께와레 라비오와 아말레티네 께와레 라비오 디테네 께와레 시디 균디기 텐데 차고레 제 나디 께와시 께시디 균디기 텐데 차고레 아마세디 민타야디 부고이 제고 말어와 제가 기 치마를 떼내 샤바래 떼내 답에 떼내서 잘 거래지 기지 아마디 치마를 떼내 아마 랍도 치마를 떼내 아마 샤마도 치마를 마 떼봐 아마 샤요 말어와 아마 랍도 치마 떼래 떼내 샤고 말어도 떼내 샤고 말어도 아마디 치마디 제보를 배려네 말어와 치마디 마 제가 내 아마디 죽살어와 기자 디기지 아마디 치 지 치마지 니 떼래 떼내 제와 제보 떼내 답에 떼내지 균지기 떼내지 Di ngama se de ngama la tu de la ti ne ngama sha wa ro wa ma de ine de la ti ne ki yo ma ro wa di si ko ro ti ne ta pe ti ne de se
Every consciousness has an object. Anything we think of being a thought has an object, we're thinking of something. So every object of thought appears to consciousness. It's one characteristic of consciousness. And secondly, it is known by that consciousness. It's known, it's cognized. Just to say as an aside, it's not labeled by that consciousness. That is separate. In English, these words can sound quite similar. It's known, but it's not labeled. Okay, so that's an aside, but it'll come up now. So every object of thought, whether it's an object of form, for example, something we see or hear, or another consciousness, if we're thinking of a consciousness, that every object appears to us, appears to consciousness, is known by the consciousness. And how does it appear? It appears as if it exists by way of its own essence. It appears as if it is independent. It appears real to us. It appears as if it's not dependent on parts or imputation or causes. Every object. Then when we investigate, we come to see that that is not the case. So how so then with consciousness? So the consciousness, if we look at any consciousness of your choice, there's an object that appears to us, and it knows its object. Thereafter, that consciousness has a second moment, a third moment, fourth moment. All these moments, one after the other. There is a relationship between these moments of consciousness. So whilst consciousness itself doesn't appear to us as if it is momentary, there is this dependency on these parts of consciousness, these moments, that independence on the prior moment, the latter will come. Independence on the prior moment, the latter has come. There is this relationship of dependency. But not only is this relationship of dependency between the moments of consciousness, where the prior moment leads to the results in the latter moment, and the latter moment came from the prior moment, that relationship of dependency, of causality, with that, there is no, maybe we can say, labeling of prior moment or latter moment. The relationship of dependency there is of cause and effect. The prior leads to the latter. But there is no labeling of prior and latter. That is done, that is a different form of dependency. Only, we can call it mutually dependency, or dependence on imputation. That independence on labeling, can we say this is prior, that is latter? And the other way to that dependency on labeling, the other way to express it, mutually dependent, only in dependence on there being a latter can there be a former. So in this way, we can investigate consciousness in three different ways to see that it is dependent. To go back to an illustration that we're much more familiar with, I use it more often, is that of a child born from a mother. So there it's very clear, there's a relationship of causality. But there's also here a relation, as a dependence on causes. There's also a relationship that is mutually dependent. Only because a woman has given birth to a child can she be called a label, can she be called a mother. And to be called a mother, consciousness needs to label mother. So there is a dependency on imputation, mother. There's also a mutual dependency that because a woman has given birth to a child, she can be called a mother. And similarly with a child, all children are born from mothers, but it's because they're born from a mother that they can be called children. And moreover, them being called children or child is dependent on imputation by mind. So here we see three different ways that one can investigate the dependency that a phenomena is a dependence arising. Dependence on causes, a mutual dependency, and dependence on imputation by mind. Or to express the dependence on imputation can be called dependence on designation or dependence on labeling.
Mm-hmm. Andusine shepal pa shimchi de chita cheba se de kijing amana chimal pa chi de de ba ma do kijing a che la ma de bege sheba chi kor me dusine chi tu shimchi chi de sheba kan chi na kor ke ba yana kijing amala de ba yana ko chi chimal de ba kijing a chi le de de ba ma do kijing ma chi a chi le ma de ba de dusine min du se bege sheba chi sam da chi che da de ne sheba se de ha chi yu ji le de ku ko le kor yu ji nang ne de ko sheba ka rikpa le gorwa, rikpa le du chik ha go gorwa, ha goya la ha goya yu chik go gorwa, chesan yu koron le, yu le chik deo pa ma du, yu me na, da sheba me, koron chik nang che di ngwa ki de ka rikpa go gorwa, chesan de yu le deo pa le sheba. Chesan sheba se ha di, ki chi nga chi le deo pa, yu chi le deo pa ma du, teni ki yu le ma deo pa, ki chi ma chi nga chi ma deo pa de da, me rwa, chesan teni da sheba se di da, ki chi nga chi le deo pa, 让你预留对吧 刚才马对巴让我们的主角造起的民族，现在写吧写的刚了，给人家去了对吧？让给鱼了对吧？得了了吧？大把了写的了呀，写吧是民，对吧？大把了对吧？马多，点那了马对巴的，让我们的主角写吧造起的民族是通用的，那写吧让些马对巴写笔点的东巴你都过来些的。 Shepati kanglai matuwa rang nguwenye chubati ragu nyigyo marwa. Chisa shepati kasan gyudan, shepa sayate kichi ngachilo tyoba, khora yulo tyoba, deniki yurikba tila loye pa, di shepa reyese loye tafa, deniki chile tane tyoteyo shepa matuwa, deniki matuwa di mindu, shepa chidi tenjige namshaya ditong sorwa. Ditong yodo dangana zu lola nawa na shepa sayate kanglai matuwa khora nguwenye chubwa nawa na zawa jini mindu samde tong yodo.
就在写吧，写吧，点吧，把这个多把那些写吧，点的东西多把那些。Consciousness is always dependent on a sequence of moments. Current moment of consciousness is dependent. The preceding moment of consciousness, which itself was dependent on a moment previous to that, and so forth. So too, does each previous moment get followed by another moment of consciousness. Therefore, there's a mutual dependency. Consciousness is mutually dependent. It cannot be independent. Secondly, consciousness is also dependent on having an object. We heard the definition of consciousness is that the object that consciousness is clear knowing. What is a clear knowing of? An object. Therefore, consciousness necessarily has an object. It is dependent on the object that appears to it clearly and is known by it. So this is a second area of dependency. Consciousness is dependent on having an object that appears to it and is known. Moreover, now thirdly, consciousness is also dependent on being labeled as such by another consciousness. One can only refer to whichever consciousness one is meditating on by labeling it as consciousness by another consciousness. So in this way, consciousness is also dependent on imputation by mind, or dependent on labeling or designation by mind. Reflecting like this, we now go back to the second line. You see, the causes and the results never deceive. Or to use, instead of never deceive, we can say are infallible. So here we see the infallibility of dependent arising. In this way, we come to recognize that whether it's the most subtle consciousness we're reflecting on or any other consciousness, despite, like all objects, appearing to us as being independent, when we investigate, we can recognize it is dependent. And therefore, it is empty of existing the way that it appears, empty of true existence.
And those in a language, the niggy, same you can lay out, those in a same game world from Digala Jabba, those in the Najig, Gansamjilia, Delia, and the Jiggy, same Raparabati, Mahashin, same Chamo Chamota Kanlia, Jabba, same Chamo Korongi, same Korongi, same Rangi, same Korongi, same Korongi Gandu, don't buy Jabba Jazz, Ligo, that's the ma, Monsur, Jabba Jay, they do. Sim Sosa Rana, Sim Korongi, Jeba Chicken, Sim Korongi, Jeba Jesse, she did suit into Sim Korongi, then to Jeba Chigore. Chisan Dus Jesse, Sim Korongi, Korongi, then to Jeba Chine, Sim Korong, Rashi, you took a tonsan, a toy do, that he don't you to be loaded, don't you take a look, that Chamo Sim Nana Chasho, Sim Nana, Sim Chamon, and the Sim Chasho, Chigor, Sim Chasho Korongi, Jeba Chi, Korongi, Korong Rashi, Major, don't buy you to be loaded.
So here one starts to reflect on coarser levels of consciousness that are easier for us to recognize, see how they appear, investigate in the way just presented, and we'll see they do not exist in the way that they appear at all. They are empty of true existence. And we progress down to subtler levels of consciousness, eventually coming to the subtlest level of consciousness, and we see that this too does not exist truly. It is empty of true existence. So in this way, we have a mind or consciousness investigates itself through varying degrees of subtlety, and we come to recognize that consciousness, like all objects of form too, all objects are empty of true existence.
When
we have developed spiritually and we have skilled meditators, we will be able to investigate the subtlest level of consciousness, and we will do so with that same consciousness. The subtlest level of consciousness investigates itself. So at the moment, that's not how we can meditate on consciousness. We use one coarser mind to investigate another coarser mind. Eventually, we'll become so skilled that we'll be able to investigate the subtlest level of consciousness with that same consciousness and realize it does not exist truly. And that is required. That level of analysis is required in order to attain Buddhahood.
So
the level of practitioner that we are now, when we investigate the self, we investigate the self with a consciousness. So there is a separation, an other between the two, just like consciousness and this table are separate. So whether we're investigating, seeking the self, we have consciousness investigating how the self appears and so forth. Likewise, when investigating the aggregates, how do the aggregates appear to consciousness? And then we have another consciousness investigating to see if they exist in that way. Likewise, when we currently investigate our varying consciousnesses, we have one consciousness investigating another. Eventually, though, we'll become developed enough that we'll be able to investigate not only the subtlest mind, but with the subtlest mind itself, and realize that it's empty of inherent existence. And that is essential, that is indispensable to attain Buddhahood. To summarize what we've looked at this morning then, we've seen the need to meditate on all phenomena, coming to recognize that despite appearing as independent, they are dependent on causes and conditions. And not only are phenomena dependent on causes and conditions, we've also looked at how to reflect on mutual dependency, dependency on parts, and imputation by mind. So here I encourage you to meditate on the emptiness of the self and the aggregates and consciousness. And whatever phenomenon one is meditating on, utilize the same technique. Through the same technique, you'll come to recognize that when you investigate, when you seek an object, you cannot find the essence or the nature by which it appears to exist. It's empty of existing by such a nature or essence. It has no self-existence. And building on the meditation we looked at yesterday afternoon, take what you learned in this session and meditate with the technique of dependent arising on ever deeper levels, reflecting on dependency on causes, the relationship between phenomena, mutual dependency, as well as parts such as moments of consciousness, and dependence on imputation by mind. With all these techniques of analysis, we'll come to gain ever greater certainty that phenomena are dependent arisings. No phenomenon exists truly. And this we can liken then with the second line in our verse. And eventually through meditating in this way, we come to realize emptiness, the third line, and then we enter the path that pleases the Buddhas. And the reason the Buddhas are delighted is because it's then that as bodhisattvas, we have now gained a realization of Buddhahood, that we are on the path to become Buddhas ourselves and thereby fulfill the heartfelt wish of all the Buddhas. So we'll conclude therefore this morning. Thank you. And we'll continue again this afternoon.